of CNN has connected with one of this industry's multi-talents, you know, Tyrese. You're an actor, singer, model, rapper. Who's Tyrese?
From all them people you just mentioned.
So who am I talking to right now? All of them?
Yeah, it all depends on what you ask. You know, each person to jump out at you.
Okay, so we're going to try to learn a little bit about each one of those persons. But to start it off, you're originally from Watts. Tell us a little bit about your youth and your first steps in the industry.
When I first came up, I was exposed to a lot, you know what I'm saying? My story is kind of out there, but it's basically one of the brokest cats I knew on the block. You know, I went through a lot with my upbringing, you know, from drugs and alcohol abuse in my family. So I was just trying to figure out an outlet, you know what I'm saying? I was trying to figure out who I am and what was my life's purpose. And, you know, I ended up discovering my love for music. And started playing the piano, the guitar, the drums, and singing.
Okay.
Became my day-to-day high. And then when I went home, my high went away because I was forced with the reality of all of the shit that was going on in my house.
Right.
That's kind of it.
What kind of music did you listen to when you were coming up?
Well, my mama played a lot of oldies, man. My mom played a lot of oldies, but you know, I went from everything from N.W.A. to Al Green, all in one day. Shit.
And when did you get your big break? Like, when did you feel like you can do this?
Well, I got my break when, I don't know, I believe that I got my break when I first decided to do music. Like, that was my break. I was like, damn, now I finally I'm coming close to figuring out what I want to do with my life. There's so many kids and there's so many people out here. You know, we all got gifts, but if you don't ever discover what your gift is, then that's just fucking horrible, man.
But the gift isn't enough nowadays. There's so many people trying to get into the music business or the acting business. You know, it's more to it than just having the gift.
Yeah, but you gotta, it's like a knife. Somebody give you a knife, and you gotta sharpen that knife, man. Or you'll never be able to slice through that meat.
Okay. And you're known as a singer and an actor. How did rapping get into the picture?
I used to be in a rap group called Triple Impact.
Okay, tell us about that.
We used to just write, and you know, we did a few records. Used to be in a rap group, you know what I'm saying? The singing opportunity came up first for me to get out there, and I took advantage of it. And I pushed my hip-hop thing to the side and just decided to focus on that.
Okay. I've heard people say that you're just jumping on the bandwagon because hip-hop is what's hot right now. What do you have to say about that?
Oh, well, the thing is, hip-hop has always been big to me. Hip-hop has always been hot. Hip-hop ain't never stopped, ain't never cooled off. If I wanted to jump into the hip-hop game because it's hot right now, then I should have done it a long time ago. That's the answer to that. And for me, people go from one career to the other because they want money. They want to get more money than what they already have. I don't need the money. I don't need no extra screens on stage because I get my screens. I don't need no cars. I don't need no cribs. I got everything that I could ever ask for. If I wanted to keep making money, I would only do getting into the rap game for any other reason but being passionate about it.
Okay. And what was your goal in the rap game? Like, I think I read before that you said that, you know, you weren't trying to come out here and be the best rapper, but you were trying to play your part in resurrecting the West Coast?
I just want to contribute. You know, I think Snoop is the living legend of the West Coast. He's the king of the coast to me, you know what I'm saying? He sold the most records, and he's been doing it so long and so consistently. And I couldn't even imagine the kind of pressure that Snoop deals with on the day-to-day. Being as big as he is on the West Coast. And then you got Game, and then you got Ice Cube, and you got Corrupt, Daz, you got Bishop Lamont, you got Dr. Dre, you know, there's so many West Coast cats out here doing it. And the pressures that they deal with is just kind of crazy. So I don't want to be the biggest rapper out of the West Coast. I just want people to know that I definitely got a story to tell.
Okay. You were supposed to release a CD with Bishop Lamont called Best of Both Hoods a while back. What happened to that?
Well, Bishop went off and got signed to Aftermath, and he's been focusing on getting his records done and what he's doing for, you know what I mean, his album. And I've kind of went off and started doing my thing. I ended up putting a mixtape together called The Best of Both Hoods.
Yeah. With DJ Warrior? Yeah, I think some of the songs from the Bishop Project ended up on the Best of Both Hoods.
Yeah.
Okay. But do you still keep in touch with Bishop? Like, is everything good between y'all?
Oh, that's my nigga, man. I ain't ever had problems with nobody, man. I'm trying to Russell Simmons the whole situation. If somebody trying to go out there and start talking shit about me, I ain't gonna respond. I didn't get into the rap game to be putting out diss records and talking shit on no records. That ain't what I do.
Okay, and you've released two mixtapes so far, Best of Both Hoods Warrior and Ghetto Royality with DJ SNS. Tell us about those two mixtapes. What's on there?
Well, the what I did with the Best of Both Hoods with Warrior is we put all original records on that mixtape, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I printed them up myself and got them out there. And, you know, that was a way for us to allow the fans who never heard me rhyme get over the initial hump, you know what I'm saying, about me jumping on the mic as an MC. So everywhere I went, I handed them shits out myself, you know what I'm saying, and did a full court press.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about Headquarter Entertainment. Is that your own label? Are you going to be releasing acts through the label?
Oh yeah, we got Rehab right now with Styx out of Watts, a DJ from the south side of Chicago. Styx is in the group, you know, Styx Rhyme and DJ Sing, so the group is called Rehab. And, you know, it's a full court press, man.
And who are the frontline boys?
Okay,
they gonna be producing on your record too?
They produce
okay.
They are the producers of the coast. They are the new group of producers that's gonna change the world, man, for this whole rap shit.
Okay, well, what do their productions sound like?
Incredible. They just got bangers, man. They're not just producers. They got records for the West Coast rappers. They got records for everybody.
Okay. And your debut rap album, Alter Ego, is set to drop real soon on J Records. Is that correct?
On December 12th, man. I'm about 6 days away.
Oh, that's next week, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so you about to go on a promo tour, or what you doing?
Yeah, I'm about to do a 35-city tour. I just came off a 35-city tour, and we about to go right back out.
Okay. So, Do you have a video shot for the first single?
Yeah, the song called One. It's an R&B song. Then we're about to, we about to shoot another single right now, Black Tie, featuring David Banner and Lil Scrappy. It's called You Scared. Benny Boom is going to direct it. And that's coming, sometime in the next couple weeks.
Oh, okay. So, but you ain't gonna shoot a video for the one with Method Man?
The joint called Get It In?
Yeah.
Yeah, we still thinking about shooting one of that, too.
Let me see. So, on your record, do you have any guest appearances? I mean, you just mentioned Lil Scrappy, David Banner, we know about Method Man. Who else you have on there?
Snoop is on the album twice. R. Kelly's on the album twice. You got Game, Manny Fresh, David Banner, Lil Scrappy, Corrupt, Too Short, Method Man, Lil Jon, Scott Storch, The Underdogs, Frontline Boys, Brian Michael Cox, Tricky Stewart, Eric and Tony. Everybody, it's star-studded, man. It's the red carpet.
Okay, I suppose you're going to be handling most of the hooks yourself. So you rap and sing and just switching between the two.
Black Tie featuring Tyrese, why not?
Okay, and in the short period of time that you've been rapping now, officially that we've been hearing music from you, you've hooked up with a wide range of big name artists, from Snoop, Cube, Method Man, Corrupt, Game, everybody. And tell us some of the most memorable moments in the studio with the artists.
All of them are memorable, man. I think at the end of the day, every man is a little different. Everybody has a different opinion. I mean, Ice Cube couldn't believe that it was me rhyming, And that made me feel good, because he never even put two and two together until I told him, yeah, that's me. Oh, get the fuck out of here. Are you serious? I'm like, yeah, it's me, dog. So he jumped right in the booth and did the record, it's been... I think what I want people to know about me is that I didn't get this far in my career lacking determination. My whole career started with a 30-second Coca-Cola commercial. And for me to still be here and still going is a reflection of me not being willing to just settle for doing one thing. And if the opportunity presents itself and you don't take advantage of it, then that's your loss. So a lot of people also associate the first week's sales with their success and saying, all right, well, I made it because of what I did the first week. I'm not big on the first week. I'm never big on the first week. My albums sell. My shit come out, and then it's a grow. It grows, it grows, it grows, and it has legs. And, so I'm not even tripping, man. I feel like this is my best work yet, and when people hear it, they're going to get it. It's going to shock most, because I got a real album. I got a real rap album, and I got a real R&B album. And this has never been done in the history of music, ever.
Okay. Before we end this off, let's take a quick look at your movies. I recently saw Waist Deep, and I gotta ask you, man, what was up with the ending? Like, you were walking on the beach, and all of a sudden you arrive, like nothing happened, like you got out of jail. Was that supposed to make any sense, or was that just a happy ending?
It was a happy ending, but you remember throughout the film, we established that my
Right.
And my reputation comes because I'm known for doing a bunch of bullshit and just disappearing.
So you just broke out of jail?
I never went to jail. They never caught me.
Oh, okay. So, because I thought when they showed the kid with Megan Good in Mexico, I thought it was like a lot of time passed because he looked older. I thought it was like a few months later or something like that.
Yeah, well, what it was is I disappeared, I went underwater, and I was able to swim to shore and got away from the police. And I had to take care of some other shit. And I got out there to go see my son as soon as I could.
Okay. And are there any upcoming Tyrese movies fans can anticipate?
Transformers.
Transformers?
I just did Transformers with Steven Spielberg and Michael Bay.
Okay.
Coming the 4th of July of 2007.
Okay. Man, I think we've covered everything that there is to know about you. Did I miss anything?
Oh, you're all good.
Okay, do you have any last words? Anything else you want to let everybody know?
Trying to be super gangster, because that's not what I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the streets like everybody else. I was born and